Yeah, we were, and it's the last couple of weeks we've been working hard to try and get the deal done. I know I spoke to you off the record last week and to let you know. Yeah. But it was something that we're confident we could do. You know, I've been saying for a couple of weeks now that we had our number one target. We did have targets within that in case it didn't work. But what we wanted to do was be patient with it, not rush in and getting somebody that wasn't up there with who we wanted to get in. And that patience and perseverance and a lot of phone calls and being a pain in the backside to Southampton to try and get him here has worked.
So when was the deal? When did you know that Billy was coming here? How quick a turnaround actually has this been?
We knew for sure that probably on Wednesday night. You know, Southampton, to be fair to them, were very good with us, you know, because there was a lot of clubs in for Billy, a lot of big clubs in our league. But Billy had shown a massive desire to come back here. We'd shown a massive desire to get him, and thankfully it's worked out for the best.
I think everybody would agree that to get Billy back is a huge statement for the football club, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And you know, we believed from day one when we had the sniff that Billy would be available again that we'd a good chance of getting him. And, you know, I've got a massive thanks got to go to Gavin Baldwin and the board for not just making Billy Sharp happen, but you know, the re-signing of Richie Wellens and being able to get Abdou Mieti, Gabby Tamas, who are all top quality experienced players. To get them in has probably had the knock-on effect to allow us to get Billy in as well. You know, we believe with they four in, it makes us a lot more stronger now.
Because without wishing to put too fine a point on it, the club have taken some heat in the board over the course of the past 6 months or so, but over the course of the past two or three weeks, they've really invested in the team.
They have, and you know, they've backed me. You know, there's been a lot of people have had their thoughts on what's been going on, but what we have wanted to do, the owners and Gavin and myself, is just try and keep quiet about it and get on with our work. You know, there's no point in getting caught up in press speculation, what's happened, what's not happened, we can't get this player, they won't allow me to get this player. You know, we've just went along with our job, and they've shown in the four signings that we've had that they've backed me, and that's fantastic.
So no pressure. He got a lot of goals the last time he was here. He's going to have to get them again.
Hey, better do, because the pressure's on me now, because I've just been back. Look, what we're getting with Billy is not just a goal scorer. He ticks a lot of boxes. You know, he's adored by everybody at the club. He's shown a massive willingness by turning down other clubs to come here. You know, that this was the only club he wanted to come to. He told Southampton that. He told other clubs that. We know he'll hit the ground running. And we believe now with the additions we've made, with the players coming back from fitness, that we've got as strong a squad as I've had since I've been here, and I think that showed in the performance against Wigan on Saturday. And we can't get too carried away, but I'm expecting us to really kick on now.
It says something about him as well, because there is kind of a perception that people will always go to the highest bidder, and I'm not saying you're not this time around, but previous associations and previous relationships count for some footballers, don't they?
They do, and you know, it's that word loyalty that people say that footballers haven't got nowadays. And you know, Billy's just kicked it into touch straight away. Richie Wellens done that in January. A lot of people expecting Richie to move on. He stayed. He believes in what we're doing here. And I think Richie was probably the catalyst for the other signings happening, you know, because it's a domino effect. You know, Gabby, Abdou, and possibly Billy might have looked at our losing our talisman, our captain in Richie, and maybe not have been as keen to come. You know, now with keeping Richie has allowed us to go ahead and sign the two defenders and ultimately get Billy in as well.
So I suppose the next big question is, are you done now in the January transfer window? Are you hoping for something else maybe?
I think the board wouldn't be too happy if I went to them and asked for more players now. And I think we're done, especially with the players we've got coming back. You know, I touched on it after the game Saturday to have Kumalo, Husband, Keegan, Brown back to full fitness, Forrester, Coppinger back in, Quinn and Jones to come back in as well. You know, that this is without, we're going into this game on Saturday with the strongest squad I've ever had as a manager, and it lets us go in with a lot of confidence.
So that presumably means Stevens will go back to Villa then?
No, we want to try and keep Ender here. You know, he was unfortunate to be left out because he's done great for us, but you know, we want to keep Ender here because he'll get games, and having Ender gives us the option of pushing James Husband up one as well, which we done at Blackburn, which worked well.
You still have a couple of players on the kind of the periphery of the squad right now. Do you see them getting football elsewhere, if not just to keep ticking over?
Not at the minute. You know, we want to keep the squad strong. You know, I only have to go back to a few weeks ago where we were really scraping the barrel on numbers wise. So we've got to make sure that if we do pick up a couple of injuries, we don't leave ourselves in that situation again.
So almost the second biggest question over the past few months has been injuries. I assume everything's the same as it was last week, isn't it, happily?
Yeah, it was. Rob, Big Jonas had a few days training, and on this week it was a bit of a blow for everybody that the game at Sheffield United was cancelled on Wednesday. So what we'll try and do, we'll try and arrange another game next weekend, because before we can get them back involved properly with the first team, you know, we have to test them in some sort of 60, 70, 90 minute 11v11 game first.
So the next game then, Blackpool, it's a huge game, isn't it, between a side who've sacked their manager, which is unfortunate timing for Doncaster Rovers.
Yeah, it is. What we've got to concentrate on ourselves. I know it's a little bit boring. People were saying to me after the game on Saturday night that we've won, fantastic result, but everybody else won around us, and that doesn't affect me. You know, we can only affect what we do here and what we do as a team when we go into games. What I will say is I spent a good few months at Blackpool alone as a player, and it's a good club with a lot of good people there, and they've got good players as well. You know, and an ex-international and club teammate, Barry Ferguson, who's took over. So that'll be interesting, and the one thing Barry will do is have them at it. But what we need to do is not just play as well as we did on Saturday. First and foremost, we have to have the same desire and the same work ethic that we had, because I believe that's what won us the game against Wigan. You know, we outfought them for the whole game, which allowed us to play our football, and that's got to be our starting point now.
You've played various different ways this year and deployed several formations, but against Wigan it was Brown up top. Do you change that now to obviously then accommodate Billy, or can you see him maybe playing as the lone striker?
Brownie or Billy?
Well, you've played Brown up there the other day, but now Sharp's here. Could he play that role? Do you maybe play two up front, three up front?
But Billy could play a numerous roles for us. The problem I've got is on Saturday with the most complete performance that we've had all season. And it would be very harsh to leave MD out. But on the flip side of that, you've got a player of the quality of Billy Sharp coming in. I've said all along that with Theo being out injured, that Brownie needs a little bit of help up there. So I'm not going to give you an answer on that one.
So you've obviously done the reports, you've done the scouting, you know Blackpool. Why do you think it's gone wrong? Because they started pretty well this year.
They did. They started fantastically well. And, you know, we've seen a few of their games, and maybe they've not been at their best. But a little bit like us, that they've played well in a number of their games in their bad run and been really unfortunate not to pick up the wins or the points that they probably felt they deserved. Now, what we've got to be on guard of is that we just had a similar run, put in good performances, and then we had a fantastic performance against Wigan. So we've got to make sure and be wary of them coming out with a performance like that. But at the same time, you know, I'm a big believer, it's about what we do. We'll respect them, we know what they're capable of. But it's boring, I know, but it's commitment, it's desire, it's hard work. And if we get that right, we've got players in our team that can play good football.
It could be dramatised and talk about six-pointers and the next couple of games, etc. But herein lies a great opportunity against Blackpool and Charlton to really kick on here.
Yeah, let's deal with Blackpool first. You know, the one thing I can guarantee is if we get a result, we move out the bottom three, which psychologically going into the Charlton game will give us a big boost.